The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. I calculated, I think it's 12 years that I've been beginning my homilies by saying peace be with you, because I wanted to teach you that definition of what it means to have peace, the fullness of life and union with God. And that truly sums up the reality of what we desire as we walk through this earthly journey towards that glory, the victory of Jesus in his eternal kingdom. Last week, we heard Jesus send out the apostles two by two to begin to preach, to heal, and to bring people the message of that good news. And what did Jesus ask them to preach? He said, "In every home that you enter, say peace to this house and all who are here." And he said, if that peace is welcomed, then stay there. If not, then move on. So Jesus basically is telling them that the good news is that the fullness of life in union with God is at hand, like it has never been before. How did they know that? By the wonderful healings that even the apostles did in the name of Jesus. The enthusiasm of the Spirit working in and through them. St. Paul tells the Thessalonians today in our second reading, he tells them, Jesus came to preach peace to those who are far off and peace to those who are near. And if you think of that message as Jesus sees the people as lost sheep, sheep without a shepherd, how beautiful it is for us to imagine the voice of the shepherd calling people to the fullness of their lives in union with him. The sheep that are far off, I guess they're like the sheep without a cause, like the rebel without a cause, right? The sheep who are far off are moving away from peace because of their own anxiety, because of their own fear, maybe because of their suffering, and most likely because of sin. They are lost, but moving in a direction away from that truth. But Paul says the Good Shepherd's voice reaches their ears as well. And those who are near, he preaches peace as well, fullness of life in union with God, reminding those who sometimes, I think all of us do it, feel that self-righteousness that we are with God and everything is good. But he reminds us there's more to it, that our life has to be caught up in his. So when Jesus welcomes back the apostles in the gospel today, he really wanted to give them a rest because he knew how exhausting it was to give a message that sometimes just falls on deaf ears. A message that gathers people in their need and a desire to heal them and make them whole again, to give them the fullness of their life, because the presence of God is at hand. But the apostles learned quickly today that there is no rest for the shepherd, because his mission is always to be who gathers the flock. So what should be our mission as we listen to the scriptures today? I think first and foremost, We need to seek the shepherd. We need to seek the shepherd's love. We need his love on the way, because the way is very difficult. As we try to maneuver our way through our own lives, as the first reading reminds us, Jeremiah, so many other shepherds want to shepherd us, right? Our money, the world around us, politics. Very easy to lose our way. But if we're with the shepherd's love, we walk with a friend. Here's a question. How often do we pray and tell God how much we love him? How often do we stop and listen for him to tell us how much he loves us? We need to hear that. He loves us. The second part of the mission then is to listen to the voice of the shepherd, to gain his wisdom so you understand his truth. Remember, wisdom is to think as God thinks, or to know as God knows. So when Jesus reveals his truth to us, if we hear his voice through the gift of wisdom, then that truth rings as a union with him that gives us the fullness of life. And finally, as part of the mission, is to seek the shepherd out in faith of the promise that he has made. The promise he has made that this journey ends in victory. This journey of the cross leads to death, but to the resurrection. To have faith in that allows us to live our lives sometimes really full and great, sometimes a little bit off center, but always in union with him who is the good news. Finally, I think we should give thanks. We should give thanks for the gift of our Catholic faith. To give thanks not only to hear with wisdom his truth, to hear his love and walk with him, but to be fed by the Good Shepherd in the Holy Eucharist. So important for me to be here with you, because I know how important you need to be here. A few days I was not able to offer Mass, I was lost. Because this is what we are. So let's give thanks for the gift of our Holy Eucharist, the bread of life that comes from the shepherd. Remember, he can't become the bread of life until first he offers himself as a sacrifice. And then when you return to your pew, seek him in his love, his wisdom, and trust and faith in the promise that ends in victory. And I promise I will do the same. Let us stand now as one voice in the shepherd's love and profess our faith. I believe in